You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Why the fanfare?
Oh, that's for Mrs. Thomas. Her letter here makes her a member of our wartime wash day brigade.
Wartime wash day brigade?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
It's for those ladies who've discovered how to lick all three kinds of wartime wash.
Well, I'd like to know how. I've got heaps more work shirts now that my husband's working longer hours on the farm.
Well, that's what Mrs. Thomas said, too.
And the white pieces are another problem.
Sure, more busy hands means your towels get dirtier.
And my rayons and nicer colored washables, they need extra care now because wartime colors are changing.
Well, then do what Mrs. Thomas did. Change to New Dove.
What Dove?
Here, read her letter, then you'll know.
Let's see. She says, it's wonderful to have a new kind of soap like Dove's for this wartime wash. Oh, a new kind of soap.
Yes, Dove's is a new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wartime wash. Everything from work shirts, towels, to rayon slips.
Now, how can Dove's do work shirts and rayons, too?
Well, that's the wonder of Dove's. It's safer for those precious wartime colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Just read the rest of Mrs. Thomas's letter.
She says, my pretty rayon slips and things stay bright far longer with Dove's. Oh, and look, she says, yet the more of those wartime work clothes I have, the more thankful I am for Dove's. It gets them clean without any hard scrubbing or boiling.
That's right. No soap made gets clothes clean easier than Dove's. And notice what Mrs. Thomas says about her white pieces.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, yes, she says, my towels get extra dirty these busy days, but Dove's gets them really white. The dazzling whiteness I've always wanted. Honestly, I've never seen whiter washes than Dove's does. Well!
Yes, friends, now's the time to join our wartime wash day brigade. Remember, in your wartime wash, D-U-Z, Dove's does everything. And now the Goldbergs. It's all settled now. Molly Goldberg is going to have an assistant in the house. Someone to take the load off her shoulders. Of course, until Uncle David arrived with his charming little protege, Molly had no use for any help. But when Emma's lovely and sad face asked for help, and when Jake said no because he didn't want complications, Molly suddenly felt a little ill, and so there had to be help. The upshot of it all is that Sammy is down at the station with Emma, bringing her back to her new job. And everyone is happy. Listen.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd walk down and meet Sammy and Emma.
Don't walk, darling, dear. Don't walk, dear. Go up bed and fix Emma's room. I laid out clean curtains and then take up an extra coverlet and see if she has enough hangers in the closet to hang herself.
I can do that later, Mom.
Not later, darling, dear. Not later. Now, dear, and you can cut a few black-eyed Susies and put them in her room. She should feel when she walks in that she's very welcome here.
I will, Mom.
No. So if you will, then do it. Where's Papa?
Inside talking to Uncle David. Are you glad that Emma's coming back to stay?
I'm very glad.
I hope Papa's going to be nice to her.
When is your Papa not nice?
Well, he didn't want her to stay. And
he didn't want her to stay. He didn't want her to stay before he decided yes or not. But when Papa decides who is nice to her, tell her so. I'll take it. Go get the Susies.
I will. I want to see who it is first.
Hello? Hello, family?
What now?
Yes, dear?
Is something wrong, Ma?
Yes.
Has anything changed her mind?
1 minute, Rosie, please. But I'm conversing on the telephone. I can't listen with both ears.
I only asked, Ma. Is it anything...
Sammy, I said.
I know, Ma, but I just want to know if anything was
Sammy
wrong.
Sammy wants to know if I need something. And Emma says she wants to bake something and cook something. And she wants to know if I have the increments.
What does she want to bake, Ma?
Hello, Sammy? Tell Emma that I have what you need for a cake. I mean, what goes in a cake? I have vanilla. Vanilla I have. And then the flour I have. Flour I have. And eggs and butter and butter and eggs I have. And beyond that, something beyond which what? Then stop in the store and purchase whatever.
Who is on the telephone? And the telephone?
Yeah. All right, dear. Anything. Put it in the book.
What? What?
All right, dear.
I said squat. What, Molly?
Goodbye, Doc.
Who?
What?
Sammy.
So?
Emma wants to bake something, so he called.
Where is she going to bake? In the village.
In the village.
She'll make mud pies in the village. Sammy wants to know if I have sufficient in the house.
If Emmy's going to bake, let her bake a chocolate cake.
That's right. Let her bake a chocolate cake. You'll see, Jake. You'll see you didn't make a mistake with Emma.
I hired her. She's hired. Only one thing my family has to remember. And all will be well.
Sure. And remember one thing and all be well.
All right, Drake.
She's a hired girl, Molly. Not an adopted child.
Sure, not an adopted child.
But this is Molly Alice
Fowler.
Excuse me. Take the phone, Molly.
I got it.
She's got it.
Hello? Yes, Emily?
Again, Sammy?
Again, Sammy.
Yes, Sammy. Is what?
Something, Molly.
One second.
What does Sammy want?
What does he want?
Rolling, darling. See if I have enough cotton and needles.
What needles?
1 minute, Sammy. I'm looking.
What is it?
Emma wants to know if I have enough cotton, black and white, and colors.
Why?
Why?
She wants to mend, and she wants to sew, and she wants to fix.
Wonderful, huh, Jake? Wonderful.
Can we have one spool of white, Mom?
Oh, all right.
One spool of white.
One spool of white, that's all we got. Hello, Samily. Buy me one more spool of white cotton. Huh? Well, 1 minute. Have you mixed colors for stockings? Or
only this, Mom.
Only that? Hello, Samily. Buy mixed. Buy mixed for the stockings. Yeah, the little tinchy-winchy spools. Yeah, for the stockings. All right, darling. All right. You up street already on the main thoroughfare? All right, darling. When you go in to buy, go by Mary Foot's brother-in-law. That new little store that opened. Yeah. All right, darling. How is Emma? Huh? She's happy, huh?
She's
happy. She's all right, darling. Awesome. Goodbye. Oh, Emma can bake and Emma can sew.
A cup of coffee, Rosalie, please.
Me too, Rosalie. A cup of coffee.
I'll get the flowers a little later.
What
then.
Flowers?
Black-eyed Susie's, Dick. I thought if we'll put in Emma's room black-eyed Susie's, so she'll feel welcome.
If she is here, she is welcome. No, without black-eyed Susie's.
Flower speaks louder than words, Dick.
Sure, believe me, flower speaks louder than words, Dick.
What more do we have to say than we said? She is hired. And until she is fired, she's welcome.
Hello.
Oh, Bertie.
That's all I need now.
Who's Bertie?
Come in, Bertie. Come in.
What brings you here on a visit so early in the a.m.?
I was just passing.
You don't know. I mean, you're not acquainted with my Uncle David, huh, Bertie?
No, I haven't had the extreme pleasure.
Uncle David, this is Bertie Schlissel.
How do you do, Mrs.
Schlissel.
Schlissel.
Charmed, I'm sure, to meet you.
Charmed likewise to meet you, Mrs.
Schlissel.
Schlissel.
Sit down, Bertie.
I can't stay long, Mrs. Goldberg. I just stopped off to tell you I think you're making a big mistake. Answer the telephone. I'll tell you.
Well, what mistake?
Answer.
I got it.
She's got it.
Hello? Sammy?
Again?
Yes, Sammy? Do I have what? Scrubbing brush? Yeah, surely, darling. Why? Oh. I have. Yes. All right, dear. Bye.
What have you?
A scrubbing brush. Emma don't like a mop. She likes to scrub.
Emma. Is that her name?
Whose name?
The girl that was at the station early this morning.
Yes, why?
Nothing. Nothing at all. If you hired her, I have nothing to say.
And Mrs. Schlissel, if she didn't was hired, what would you have to say?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
You said something about,
Cancel it. Consider it unsaid.
You always...
Rosalie.
If you have something to say,
Say it. Sure, if you have something to say, say it.
I never made trouble for anyone in my life, and I'm not going to start now.
Do you know this girl?
I do not.
Did you ever meet this girl?
I never laid eyes on her before.
Then what have you against her?
Sure, but what have you against her?
Did you hear me say I had anything?
Excuse me. Where's my paper? There is one important lesson you can learn, buddy.
And what is that, Mr. Goldberg?
Think before you leap. Excuse me. Buddy, go out and pick black-eyed Susie.
Bertie, why did you have
Bertie,
to say
please.
Anything?
Why did
will you forget I said anything? Please.
But after all, if you don't know the child and then...
Please. Now you've made me all unnamed.
My father is the last one that you should have said anything to, Bertie.
Let me have a cup of coffee, please, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm trembling.
Don't tremble.
Oh, don't trouble about the sugar. I carry my own.
I'll get the coffee. All right.
You see, a patient that's honest and a patient that's sincere has no place in this world.
I'm honest and I'm sincere. And I lived many years in this world.
Well, maybe you know how to mind your own business. I don't. Please. If I like somebody, their business is my business.
Something else, Bertie?
Just one egg, if you don't mind. If you're scrambling, make it two.
I'll make it two.
K.O., do you think she should have sat in the station early this morning crying and telling everyone that Mr. Goldberg put her out?
Huh? I don't believe it.
Careful,
I don't believe it.
Sure, I got it. Jake, I spilled you. Come. What's the matter, David?
Nothing.
Come, Jake.
I'm coming. Buddy, I want to know what you meant by a mistake.
I won't tell you, Mr. Goldberg. You will have to find out for yourself.
Well, it seems incredible. And Uncle David feels that it is, that Emma could have said what Bertie suggested. In all probabilities, it was an exaggeration, but exaggerated or not, the gossip is one thing that Jake shouldn't hear. Say, here's something that puzzles me. Why do some of you still bother with those halfway soaps for dishes? I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on safety for your hands. You see, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands the extra gentle care you get with Does. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet this same Does speeds through dishwashing as fast as the fastest soap you've ever used. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try it tonight, and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly's new assistant begins to help out tomorrow, and there are curious, intriguing overtones. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.